This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yes, 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 thank you for being with me. Thank you for being involved and being engaged. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's a whole bunch you can do up there. Look, if you want to be notified via text that we're going on the air, what time we're starting, all of this stuff, we've started a new service where they're doing that. Where we're doing that. All you have to do is let us know you want to. You just have to text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. And I'm telling you, it ain't that hard. Get you the information out. You can decide to watch or not watch or do what you want to do or not do what you want to do. It's all, what they say, it's all good. It's all okay. And I do appreciate you spending the minutes to do it. It doesn't take that much time. It really doesn't. Some of you think it does, but it doesn't take that much time. Anyway, always appreciate the time that you're spending with us and you're spending on the air, being part of the conversation. And I want you part of the conversation. Don't just sit there yelling at the screen. I mean, really, don't just sit there yelling at the screen. Truly get involved in the conversation. All right. I normally don't talk about these people. Oh, before I get with this, I got to get this off my chest. I'm watching Jose Ramos over my shoulder. And he said, the wall at our border is a symbol of hate and racism. The confusion I'm having here is, isn't there a wall at the southern border of Mexico? Is that also a wall of racism and hate? I'm just asking. I mean, these guys are so disingenuous. Disingenuous. They're such bullpucky artists that they even believe this themselves to a degree. I mean, he really believes somehow the American world. This is the same insanity to where they're saying when Trump calls it a crisis, it's a lie. But when Obama called it a crisis, it was the truth. They never said a word about it. Did you notice that? They never called him to task. They never took him to task for any of that stuff. Obama, that was. When Billy Bob Clinton called it a crisis, not a word. No, media said nothing. I mean, isn't that hypocrisy? Isn't that dual standards or not? And what they'll tell you is, no, it's not, because when Trump says it, when Trump does it, when Trump wants it, it's for racist reasons. Well, do you really care? I mean, sincerely, if Obama wanted it for glorious reasons, righteous reasons, and it's going to have the same effect, or would have the same effect, and Donald Trump wants to do it, but that's, all of a sudden, that's hate? That's racism? Where does that make sense? On what planet does that make sense? You're right, none. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, I don't usually give her kudos for this kind of stuff. But Meghan McCain yelled at the View producers because they didn't like her Michael Cohen comment and tried to cut her off. So I guess on The View, after she labeled President Donald Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, a jackwagon, to put it nicely, And that happened during a panel discussion on the ABC talk show. You want to call it a talk show? I'm going to call it a smut show. How's that? It was a segment about how Cohen planned to spill the tea to Democrats in Congress and to tell all to America. Now, they were ripping. This is a real sickness among the far left. Remember? Hated Comey, loved Comey. Hated Sessions, loved his Sessions. Now you got the same thing going on here. Cohen was scum. He was dirt. The guy has lied several times. What's going to make? What makes you think this one's going to be the truth? The only way they'll call it the truth is if he comes up with something against Trump. This is just, for some of you, I hope this is getting so old, no matter where you stand. This is getting old. And again, I'd like to know something. What is the difference? Where is the crime with a rich man, just going to say it, sleeping with a pole dancer and giving her money to be quiet? What's the crime there? Didn't pay her for sex. What's the crime there? Abby Huntsman told her co-host not to forget who Cohen is and reminded them that he's out for himself. Don't forget, Michael Cohen is out for himself and he's trying to save his own reputation. Here's a man that's going to jail. Here's a man who could get less time for hanging Trump. And you're going to believe what's coming out of his mouth, even though he's lied several times already. He's got real veracity problems. Because he's lied before under oath, Sonny Host didn't agree. I think he's pled guilty and he's going to get 3 years in prison, so he's clearly trying to get a deal so people may not believe him. They may believe him, but they'll probably won't. But at least we're going to get some pretty juicy tidbits from him. How much will we get from this, though? Because Elijah Cummings has already come out and saying that they're going to work with Mueller on this, Huntsman argued. And he's going to tell them how much they can ask, right? I mean, Mueller should be having his own investigation, and Congress should be having their own investigation. They should not be working together like this. They should not be colluding to figure out how to nail the president. And I don't know if some of you heard earlier today. Yes, you know what? When I heard this about the FBI, not only did I lose much respect for them, I mean, much respect for them. But it was a concerted effort from day one to go after this president before he was. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. I'll let you dance off a few moves. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You know, that's Earth, Wind, and Fire. And if any of you have a chance, not now, later on, go over to YouTube and get Earth, Wind, and Fire live. Whatever concert you can see, whatever. And I can't remember the guy's name. I know it all the time except when I'm on the air. The bass player for Earth, Wind, and Fire. I have never seen anybody have so much fun by themselves. He didn't need anybody else there. And he is all over the place. And he is just having a ball. Anyway, that's when you know the band is good, because they're all really having fun. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Set up to be to get text notifications when we go live. Really, seriously, I'm trying to make it as easy as I can for you because social media is trying to make it as hard as they can for you. You can just text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. All right. We were we're talking about Meghan McCain really pushing back on the Ladies of the View when it came to, you know, they're all giddy over Michael Cohen possibly spilling the beans, talking about how President Trump may or may not have had consensual sex with a pole dancer. And let me see, then he actually paid her to be, not paid her for the sex, but paid her to be quiet and not talk about it. None of that is illegal. Nil. Nothing. Zippo. All right? Now, he's got 3 years in prison coming at him plus. And if he's going to testify in front of Congress, and Elijah Cummings is now working with Mueller to see what they can do together. I mean, these guys are working overtime to try to do something to this president. I found out, as some of you may have found out, you can find it online, is that the FBI actually started an investigation. Now listen carefully, because I'm not making any of this up, and I'm not embellishing at all. But the FBI actually opened up an inquiry to see whether Trump was secretly working for Russia, whether he was a Russian spy after he fired Comey. Now, here's the funny thing about this. This shows you how much they lie. So he fires Comey. Supposedly, somebody at the FBI gets nervous that he's a Russian spy, and based on his behavior and how he's going after the DOJ, they now have to try to find this out. So they open up an investigation against our president because they want to. Here's the funny thing about all this. Rosenstein is the one that told the president to fire him. Rosenstein wrote up the report that said, based on A, B, C, and D, you need to fire Mr. Comey. Or you should relieve him. Or you should terminate him. Now, whose behavior is erratic? Right? I mean, think about it. Who's erratic at that point in time? Law enforcement officials became so concerned at the president's behavior that they began investigating whether he'd been working on behalf of the Russian against America. Now, that's somebody who used to be in the office there. The inquiry carried explosive implications. Counterintelligence investigations had to consider whether the president's own actions constituted a possible threat to national security. I mean, DOJ officials lying and hiding things. No, that's no threat to national security. Right? FBI agents, FBI attorneys texting each other about how this can't happen. The president, Trump, can't be president. No, that doesn't threaten national security either. And then he went on to go further with it and say, well, maybe he unwittingly had fallen under Moscow's influence. What, they hypnotize him? Was it the red pill or the blue pill? The investigation the FBI opened into Mr. Trump also had a criminal aspect, which has long been publicly known. And it was obstruction of justice. They want to know whether firing Comey was his attempt to obstruct justice. He is such a moron that he doesn't realize that even if he fires the head of the FBI, that the investigation has to stop. Here's the problem. Comey was not investigating. His team was. And the supervisor of his team was. Comey didn't do any, he didn't do any daily orders on that investigation at all. Agents and senior FBI officials had grown suspicious of Mr. Trump's ties to Russia. They held off an open investigation into him. Well, the people said in part because they were uncertain how to proceed with an inquiry of such sensitive magnitude. President's activities before and after Mr. Comey's firing, particularly two instances where Mr. Trump tied the Comey dismissal to Russian investigation, helped prompt the counterintelligence aspect of the inquiry. I mean, technically, they really should not have done that unless they had Rosenstein's direction, unless they had direction from the head of the DOJ, the NSA, the FBI, whatever. The inquiry is part of Mr. Mueller's broader examination of how Russia operatives interfered in the 2016 election. So if they could tie Trump into them, that he was actively involved, then they could tie him into their investigation. What I love about this, though, go right back to the original. They thought by firing Comey, he was obstructing justice and acting weird. But the fact that Rosenstein made the suggestion after doing a report, after doing his own little investigation and handing it to Trump, did he set up Trump? Did he really mean that Comey needed to go? Or did he lie? Just asking. If the president fired Comey to stop the Russian investigation, now the action would be a national security issue, of course. Right? Because it would have hurt the FBI in more ways than one, but it wasn't. The firing came, again, I'm going to drive it home, at the recommendation of Rosenstein, period. And I love this stuff about they keep coming back to Moscow, interfering in the election. Like, this is the only one. Like, they got up and said, you know, this guy Trump, he may work out okay for us. Let's see what we can do to help him get elected. I mean, really. All the way back to JFK, actually, the Russians have been involved in our election. And it ain't going to stop anytime soon. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk about the pedophile that, well, supposedly he confessed to killing JonBenet Ramsey. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't know who she is, look her up.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump says he's not ready to declare a national emergency at the U.S. border with Mexico. Not yet.
Congress should do this. If they can't do it, if at some point they just can't do it, this is a 15-minute meeting. If they can't do it, I will declare a national emergency.
As the partial government shutdown starts week four, 800,000 federal workers not getting paid Friday. President Trump holding a roundtable on border security at the White House, keeping pressure on Democrats who don't want to fund his border wall.
We have a country that's being invaded by criminals and by drugs, and we're going to stop it. So I want the Democrats to come back to Washington and vote.
South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham tweeting, Mr. President, declare a national emergency now. Build a wall now, in capital letters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Are you a couple of nitwits?
Alice Cooper. Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I always appreciate the time you guys spend with me. Some of you hang out the whole 3 hours, some an hour, some two. It's always good. Always good. I always appreciate it. I don't say it enough or much, and I don't catch up enough with you guys, but I do appreciate your time. All right. Heard earlier tonight that I don't know if some of you remember the JonBenet Ramsey killing, disappearance. The country was going crazy looking in there, blaming the parents and blaming family members and whatever. And finally, you know, it just kind of died away. And I don't get all excited about this stuff till you know for sure. And maybe the guy really did. I don't know. Maybe the guy really did admit to the killing. Right? Now, last week, the Daily Mail reported that a man who had been a suspect in the murder, now, of this little beauty queen, she was a beauty queen, he finally admitted that he killed her. And the crime's gone unsolved for 22 years. The Daily Mail obtained letters written from Gary Oliva, not Oliver, but Oliva, who's now 54, to a former high school classmate, music pianist Michael Vail. Investigators have conjectured that Oliva joined other men in breaking into JonBenet Ramsey's house. A Ramsey note demanding $118,000 for the girl was found on the kitchen staircase. The tiny girl was found with a broken skull from a blow to the head and had been strangled with a Garrett knot that was tied around her neck. In 2003, trace DNA that was taken from the child's clothes showed it came from an unknown male, prompting the DA to send the Ramseys letters of apology in 2008. And he completely cleared the family. What a thing to have over your head, though. I mean, the police department was alluding to the fact that it sounded like something the family had done, the dad had done. Maybe she was being sexually assaulted. Right, maybe the brother was sexually assaulting. Maybe the brother did it. That's just wrong. Shut up. Say nothing till you know. The Oliva, a convicted pedophile who's currently serving a 10-year sentence in Colorado for having child pornography on his phone, allegedly stated in a letter to Vail, "Never loved anyone like I did JonBenet, and yet I let her slip and her head bashed in half and I watched her die. It was an accident. Believe me, it was just an accident. She was not like the other kids." Listen, you hear what he's writing? And they're trying to normalize pedophilia in this country. You know that, right? There are groups out there pushing to say that pedophilia is just fine. It's normal. It's natural. It's natural for a 35-year-old man to want to have sex with a 12-year-old boy or girl. It's natural. It's natural for older men, especially, to be attracted to want to have sex with, you know, younger girls and boys. Anyway, listen to him. "I never loved anyone like I did JonBenet. Yeah, I let her slip." I won't read the nasty part again. He said, "Please believe me, she's not like the other kids." He wrote another letter saying that JonBenet completely changed me and removed all evil from me. "Just one look at her beautiful face, her glowing, beautiful skin, her divine God body. She was six. 6 years old. She said, I realized I was wrong to kill other kids, yet by accident she died and it was my fault. I realized I was wrong to kill other kids." So he was a mass murderer, serial killer for young people. Vail 55 was speaking to the Daily Mail TV. He says, My suspicions began when Gary called me late at night on December 26, 1996. He was sobbing. He said, "I hurt a little girl." I had known Gary from my time in high school, and we kept in touch, the writer says. When he said he had hurt a little girl, I tried to get more information on him. The only other thing he told me was that he was in Boulder, Colorado. Now, on December 27th, he said, I read on the front page of my local paper, girl six, slain in Boulder. I knew I had to alert the police. I immediately called the Boulder Police Department, told them what I knew about Gary and what he had told him just days early. Not only did I not get back to him, but 3 months later, he said he had to call the police again to find out what was going on. He said, I was sent to a police answering machine set up for tips on JonBenet. I left a message. And again, I never heard back from them. Think about how long ago they could have solved this. Think about who else they could have saved or helped. That has got to be irritating for the parents when they see this. He believes he'll go to hell if he doesn't admit to it. He said, the killing the other kids, that didn't, what is it? You can kill them and admit to it and everything's fine? I've now sent these letters to the Boulder police and hope that it'll get Gary to provide them with the firm proof and name who else, you know, who may have been involved. He said, I hope it helps bring justice for JonBenet and peace for her family. They've got all this, now they have a written confession. I've told them what was going on. They've got all this information. Let's see what they do with it. He was upset that the police hadn't charged him with murder even when they saw all the information. And the thought that he could be released on probation next year, he said, chills me to the bone because he should never be allowed out. He's a danger to society. And the day he walks free, every child within 10 miles of where he's at should be afraid. The letters were given to Boulder, Colorado Police. Spokesman Lori Ogden said the Boulder Police Department is aware and has investigated Mr. Oliver's potential involvement in the case. We have passed additional information you provided on to investigators. We will not comment on any action on this investigation yet. Ramsey's body was discovered by her father, John Ramsey. Some of you don't remember. It's been so long ago. But her body was discovered by her father, John, in the home's basement on December 26th, right? Daily Mail gained possession of a police report regarding Oliva's 2016 arrest. Now, the report said hundreds of photos of JonBenet were found on his phone. Tell me he didn't have an obsession with her, right? Prior investigations showed that Oliva had an address 10 blocks from the Ramsey home back then. I mean, how do you have all this information? How do you have these leads and still let it go? You can say they were frantic, they had a lot going on, they really didn't understand. I don't buy it. Not for a minute. You know, when it comes to our kids, you can't go crazy, but you definitely have to go overboard to make sure that they're covered, that they're protected, that we're doing everything we can to make sure that you shouldn't have to go find their murderer. You shouldn't have to go find the rapist of a young kid. Right? I mean, seriously, we should protect these kids on a regular basis. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You want to be involved in the conversation, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can head over to, there's a live chat room going on there. There's a live chat room going on Facebook. There's a gazillion ways you can get involved in the conversation. What else we got? Oh, God. I got more stories than I know what to do with. Sounds kind of weird, don't it? Gavin Newsom, no. Oh, no, this is the one to do. Right here. So, you know, CNN, the illustrious news agency, they've decided they don't want any positive news on Trump or anything he's doing. No, I mean that sincerely. Think about it. A San Diego TV station said that CNN declined our local view because of reports on the wall's effectiveness. So they were seeing how well it was working. They were seeing how much safer it was making their community safer. It was making their community safer. Crime was down. I mean, you can just everything you can look at. I mean, my question has always been the same when it comes to this. Do we vaccinate their kids right away? Do we force them to do the same thing that our kids have done or had to go through? San Diego television station this week said that CNN had asked for a local view and then declined to hear from us after past reports from the station showed that the border wall was effective. Let's get into CNN mindsets when we come back. We're all on the same page. I'm Joe Messina, your host. If you listen to The Real Side, don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again. So I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. Yes, yes. 855-732-5563. Look, if you want to be part of the conversation, if you would like to text me or text us to get more information about the show. Matter of fact, if you want to get a text, I don't even know, what do you call it, a texting list or something? If you want to get on a texting list, it just let you know, you don't, it only goes out a couple times a week. It lets you know that the show's coming on, what's coming up, that kind of thing. I use it more than that if you want me to. But I want to get a test. I want to get it started. I've been testing it. It seems to be working. People seem to be good with it. If you haven't signed up, you can do it now. You want to text TRS to 55222. That's 55222. And that way there, I will send you messages, information, that kind of thing, on when the show's going to start. All right. We were talking about how CNN, the total example on how not to do news, right? And the sad part about this, in the early days of CNN, let's just be honest, they did a great job. They knew what their goal was, they knew what they were trying to accomplish, and they did a great job. They hired great people from other major news companies from around, around the globe. And the goal was, Ted Turner's goal at the time, not just to make money, but he was irritated because you could only watch news like twice a day. You could get the short news in the afternoon, you know, noon to one or something like that, maybe a half hour, or a quick one somewhere. But then the other news you had to wait for was like staggered between 6 and 9. I remember those days. I remember if you came home at the wrong time or right in the middle of a certain time slot, you couldn't get the news you were looking for. So he turned around and said, well, listen, why can't we have news 24/7? You can regurgitate the news every hour because it changes every hour. So you get the major stories and then all the minor stuff. And then what really put them on the map is when that young girl fell in the hole. If you remember, you probably just a baby. You don't remember that, do you? Oh, you do? Were you in a high chair in the living room watching it with Mom?
Don't get smart.
Anyway, and now they have become the National Enquirer of cable TV. The CNN spokesman pushed back on KUSI's claim on Friday, calling it a non-story since the network ultimately didn't book any reporters from stations in the San Diego area. We called several local stations to book someone for the show. We didn't end up booking any of them. Yeah, but that's because all of them told them the same thing, that the wall was effective, that the border was effective, that the border patrol there was effective, and yes, they have a problem with crime. And they want that problem stopped or slowed down or dealt with or something. They didn't like that. Anyway, the immigration, the partial government shutdown, and President Trump's proposed border wall have all been topics dominating cable news lately, right? I mean, it's on everywhere. It's on your media, any kind of media that you have. Now, CNN called KUSI Thursday morning. They asked if any one of the reporters could give them a local view of the debate surrounding the border wall and the government shutdown. Now, a report by KUSL, an independent station in the San Diego area, and the station's got to be almost 30 years old now, they offered their own Dan Plant. Remember Dan? Dan's been around a long time. He's reported dozens of times on the border, including one story from 2016 that was retweeted by former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. It was also posted on the Drudge Report. He went on to say that we believe CNN declined a report from KUSI because we informed them that most Border Patrol agents we have spoken to told us the barrier does, in fact, work. They went on to say we have continuously been told by the Border Patrol agents that a barrier along the southern border helps prevent illegal entries. It helps prevent drugs. It helps prevent weapons from getting in. And they have the numbers to prove it. You know, it's really funny. I always thought this was interesting. Really, seriously. I always thought this was interesting. You think about the Dems going crazy. Now, some of them have never been to the board. Been down to the border, I'm sorry. Some of the heads of the Border Patrol, past and present, they haven't heard from Pelosi. Never heard from Schumer. Nobody from their delegation has been sent down there to check it out. Nobody. So they have no information other than what's in their heart that the wall will work or won't work. They've got nothing. They can read off the papers all they want to. They got nothing. They haven't been down there and actually talked to the people at the border. The ones on it every day. The ones on it every day, the ones that have worked it for a while, the ones that know what's going on, say, yes, build the wall. Whatever it takes, for God's sakes, build the wall. Now, I notice in Trump's administration, when he listens, when he does listen to his advisors, when he does what they say to do, when he carries out a campaign promise, one that he got elected on, all of a sudden he's a bigot, homophobe, racist, a nasty man, still a liar, and all that's good for the left. Anyway, they like that. But when these things came up under Obama, when Obama would not listen to his consultants, when Obama would not listen to his panels that he put together, Remember, he had that whole labor panel with some of the heavy hitters from GE and other big companies. Remember that? Didn't do anything I told him to do. When his generals got together and told him how he should be handling the Middle East, yeah, didn't bother with that either. He knew better than them. This community organizer knew everything about the economy, everything about national security, everything about labor relations, everything. He knew everything. And yet, Trump comes across that way as well. And he's full of himself. Obama, he came off that way. He was a nothing to speak of at that point. And he was a genius. Hadn't built anything, really, but he was a genius. The partial government shutdown over funding the wall reached a 21-day, well, 21 days today. Trump's demanded the $5.7 billion wall. Democrats have offered him nothing. Now, they'll say they've offered him $1.3 billion, but they haven't. That $1.3 billion has already been set, already put in there a while back. It was always an expectation of money he's already getting. You know, so, now Trump, now I had heard, before I went on the air, maybe you can check this, I don't know. But before I went on the air, I had heard that he had backed down, totally backed down off of declaring a national emergency, saying, Congress needs to fix this. Congress needs to fix the emergency. Now here's the sad part. Really sad part. Wouldn't it be totally and utterly sad if the current Congress came up with a bill that the President and Senate would pass and the President would sign with some solid, smart, sane immigration policies? Now, I doubt it because, you know, Pelosi and the rest of them want total open borders. You know, they want drones in the air they can throw rocks at and bring down. You know, that's their idea. But wouldn't it be great to have all of that? And then what would the Republicans say? 2 years they had to do this. 2 years they had to protect our president, to make things happen, to do what the American people sent them to do and him. And they didn't do their jobs. Really that simple, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, this one's about time. I don't know why this wasn't done eons ago. According to the Daily Caller, The sheriff, DeSantis, got suspended. I'm sorry. The new governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, officially suspended Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel on Friday for his poor response to the Parkland High School shooting. Now, he has a right to do that. He has a Florida constitutional right to do that, even though that's an elected seat. He said, I'm officially suspending Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel for his repeated failures, his incompetence and neglect in his department. They're all complaining about him. The deputy sheriffs have been complaining about him forever. Israel told his officers that he was suspended, but DeSantis did not announce any such decision. Now, calls to suspend the sheriff were immediate after the majority Stoneman-Douglas High School Public Safety Commission released a report detailing all the failures of the department that day. Now, according to his deputy sheriffs, one of the biggest complaints they had about him was they went from 60 hours a year, somewhere along those lines, of gun training and shooting and that kind of thing, down to about 10. He wouldn't rent a gun range. He wouldn't build one, and he wouldn't rent one for them. But he did. He did bring in people to teach them about sensitivity and diversity classes. Because I know when you show up at a shooting, when you show up at somebody going nuts, and they're shooting a place up, the first thing you want to do is you want to start talking with them. Find out what their childhood was like. Find out whether the fact that they're black or Hispanic or what have you is really having an effect on their day, and that's why they feel like they need to shoot the place up. That's exactly what they need to know, right? More craziness on the other side of the break. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Was 2018, you know, some people say it was a terrible year, depending on what side you're on. We're going to talk about the positives, what the good things that happened in 2018, and how it's going to continue now. Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Don't stop.